Some of the members of Pennsylvania's delegation to the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, attended Donald Trump's campaign rally in western Pennsylvania Saturday when shots were fired, striking Trump in the right ear, killing one person in the crowd, and wounding two others. The shooter was killed by a Secret Service sniper. Coinciding with a collective call for unity as a nation by Republicans and Democrats, these delegates have to go to work starting today to nominate Trump again for president. WHYY's political reporter Carmen Russell Suchansky is in Milwaukee, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Jen.
Have you been able to gauge the mood in Milwaukee regarding this really shocking development over the weekend in Butler County, Pennsylvania?
Well, I only got in yesterday, and the convention is just going to get going. Is just getting started today, but I could say things actually seem kind of upbeat. There were plenty of delegates and other convention goers filling the restaurants and bars downtown last night and seemed to be enjoying themselves. By the way, I could see that Donald Trump is already in town. I saw his plane at the airport when we landed.
Well, just after Donald Trump survived the assassination attempt Saturday, you spoke with the chair of the Pennsylvania delegation to the convention, Jim Worthington of Bucks County. He's a businessman and a philanthropist from Bucks County, and you asked him how he was feeling. What did he say?
Well, he was pretty shook up about the event when I talked to him, and he said he was in shock, but also not really surprised that this would happen. And he pretty directly blamed Joe Biden Democrats for using what he called incendiary rhetoric in the campaign, trying to do all they could to take Trump out of the race. However, he added that the assassination attempts would just galvanize Republicans at the conventions and after.
Trump's a leader. And that is why he's going to win this election. And by the way, today, because they didn't take him out, he probably solidified that he will absolutely win now. I'm 100% guaranteed he'll win. There'll be more people incensed by this that were on the sidelines, not knowing what to do now, that says, you know what, this can't be the America that we live in.
Yeah, that's Worthington, the delegation leader. And Carmen, I'm going to guess that we will be hearing a lot of comments like this as the week goes on, both on and off stage. Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio has made similar comments, and he's likely to speak at the convention. And he's being watched as a political VP pick, right?
But so that said, many other politicians, both Republicans and Democrats, have also been denouncing what happened, and Trump has even said that he's going to, talk about unity at the convention. U.S. Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, who represents Bucks County in Pennsylvania's 1st Congressional District, also tweeted, "Political violence is no justification or any place in America against anyone for any reason at any time." Many Democrats in Pennsylvania have also been saying similar things. Josh Shapiro posted on social media that violence targeted at any political party or political leader is absolutely unacceptable and has no place in Pennsylvania or the U.S.
Yeah. And there were some members of the Pennsylvania delegation who were at the rally Saturday when the shooting occurred.
Yeah, it's been reported that Mike McMullen of the Gibsonia area of Allegheny County was standing just about 20 feet to the left of Trump when the shots were fired. And McMullen was near U.S. Senate candidate David McCormick, who was about to be introduced. U.S. Representative Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania's 16th district, told CBS News that he was seated in the front row close to the former president when it all happened as well.
And which members of the delegation will be speaking at the convention? Do we know what they'll be talking about?
Honestly, the party hasn't been very forthcoming with the schedule, and that might be by design. Obviously, we can guess who some of the speakers will be, and I would bet that, for example, McCormick will make an appearance. That would make sense since Trump's ability to win Pennsylvania may be connected to McCormick's campaign and vice versa. There is a list of speakers that include lots of kind of everyday people, such as business owners, mothers, war vets, and so forth. Among them will be Aaron Koper, a community activist from Pittsburgh, who will talk about homelessness, drugs, and crime.
Mm-hmm. And you have a list of some of the party's platform ideals. What do you think will resonate the most with Pennsylvanians on that list?
Well, it's hard to say exactly so far. I mean, immigration, when I talk to voters, immigration is top and one of the top pieces of their platform, and I'm reading here, is seal the border and stop the migrant invasion, carry out the largest deportation operation in American history, and then number three here is end inflation and make America affordable again, which is, I also know, very important to Pennsylvania voters who I've talked to. They talk a lot about, you know, inflation and the economy and so forth. And then another one, actually, make America the dominant energy producer in the world by far. Again, I'm quoting, and as we know, Pennsylvania is a big energy producer, so that's probably going to resonate a lot, too.
Yeah, I think the affordability one will for sure. Thank you so much, Carmen. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
Carmen Russell-Suchansky is WHYY's political reporter covering the Republican National Convention. He's following the Pennsylvania delegation this week, and you can watch the convention starting tonight on WHYY TV 12 at 8 p.m. and listen at 10 p.m. right here on 90.9 FM.